So now we come to the another lesson, and in this lesson basically we learn the basic order or tartib of the suluk, of the second part of the suluk. The first part of the suluk, alhamdulillah, that we have mentioned, but the second part of the suluk, which we uski ek tartib hai, if it's not done in that way, in the science of our purification, if it's not done that way, a person does not benefit. All life, he does not benefit. So, tartib ka pata hona chahiye. So, for yourself and others. Awwal to gunah, so, sahi tarbiyat suluk, martabai dom ki hai, the imam, the mujaddid, the hakim says, rahmahullah, ki awwal gunahun se toba kare. So, tartib, the order is, if you wants to be purified, awwal gunahun se toba khalis kare. So in this one saying, Awwal gunahun se toba kare, that he should repent from the sins and attain toba, so he has basically covered the first, second and third part of the tariq, basically. That's how imams and great scholars speak, you see. There's great depth in their words, that they hardly, they have four or five words, but what they have covered in that, what they mean by that, itna wo, if they want to comment on it, they can. But they say that the more shorter it is, it's easier to remember as well. So unhone farma diya ke sabse pehle awwal gunahon se toba khalisa kare, which he has mentioned that sins already in the last part, last weeks. To un gunahon se toba kare, so the sins of this sensual body, sins of body, hands, eyes, ears, sins of speech, sins of stomach, related to stomach, eating haram, etc., sins of genitals and private parts, all related to the physical body, whatever sins the Sharia has mentioned, wo usko unzulam. Then sins, purification of the mind is at the level of thoughts, and then obviously purification of the heart from the evil traits like hasad, jealousy, ostentation, showing off, arrogance, kibar, hirs, greed, uncontrollable anger, and things like this, riya, hubbeja, love of fame, love of wealth, excessive love of wealth, love of name and honor, things like this. So basically, he has said that tartib yehi hai, ke the imam ne farmaya, ke awwal gunah toba khalsa kare. Bas ye. So unhone three stages of the three, they are covered. Bas khatam hua. So what you are doing is, alhamdulillah, agar kuch ibadate wajiba namaz wagaira uski fot hui hoon, to unko qaza padhna shuru kar de. So he comes to matter. As I said, he has already mentioned the first stage, what you call the first part of the suluk, which he mentioned is farz on everyone. He has already mentioned how to attain it. For example, for that, number one is the aqidah and belief of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah ke aqaid bande ke dosto. This is related to the farz part. He is talking about the optional one, which I have said, optional and other. So if we bring them together, like in our tariq is, for example, together, so then the first one will come, the major purification of the heart, which is, you can say, the major purification of the heart, which is from the wrong beliefs. This is the major purification part. The other is the lesser purification. So the major, that's why Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah said to, titled his book, the Faqidah Fiqhul Akbar, the great fiqh, the great understanding. And the other fiqh, he said, Fiqhul Awsat, the intermediate fiqh or the medium fiqh, and then also tasawwuf, he said fiqhul fiqh asghar, or that is the lesser one. So aqaid, fiqha, and then it's come, because aqaid is the major purification of the heart, and the other fiqha is the knowledge of the inside, outside, and the other, third one is the inner purification. سو ترتیب کیا ہوگی؟ واٹ ول دا آرڈر؟ فرسٹلی دا بلیف سسٹم، عقائد، پھر بولنا سیکھے گا، ریلیجن. سو دس از فل آرڈر آف آل آف ٹوگیدر ناؤ. سو دیٹ از اے پرسن ول ناٹ لرن نالج آف عقیدہ، ناٹ کریکٹڈ، ناٹ بی کلیئر ان ہز مائنڈ. شیطان کین ایکچولی مس گائیڈ ہیم ایٹ اینی ٹائم بیکاز ہی از آلریڈی مس گائیڈ رادر. سو ہیز عبادت میں بی از ناٹ بینیفٹ ہیم بیکاز ہی ڈز ناٹ ہیو دی رائٹ آئیڈیا آف دی عقائد اور رائٹ بلیفس آف اسلام، اسپیشلی آف دی سیکٹ دی اہل سننا وی فالو. سو اس کو یہ پڑھنا چاہیے. اس کے بعد علم الفقہ، دین ہی شوڈ لرن دا مسائل آف ورشپ، وچ از ہاؤ ٹو ورشپ اللہ عز و جل، ہاؤ ٹو لیو دا لائف اکارڈنگ ٹو دا کمانڈ آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. دس فقہ اور اسلامک ڈیوائن لا ول ٹیل ہم. تو یہ دو چیزیں آلریڈی ہو گئی. دین ایکچولی بیکمز دا توبہ، دا فرسٹ اسٹیج آف پیوریفیکیشن وچ دا امام از سیئنگ ہیئر، اول گناہوں سے توبہ خالصا کرے. سو دیکھنا دا ترتیب. They said that the mashayikh who do are these, almost they are, the reality of purification is same, but the methodology slightly, but the person who have knowledge, he can see that everything is already there. But in the tariq of the tariqa Muhammadiyya, the methodology is different, but the details and the other things are the same. They do not differ from one sloop to the other. And then a person, as I said, to avval gunahun se toba kare, jismani gunahun se, dimag ke gunahun se, qalb ke gunahun se, hasad, bogaz, ye cheeze jo hai, na shukri, be sabri hona, ye sari cheeze. Then uske baad agar kuch uske zumma uske kuch kuch ibadat wajiba hai to uski fauti mein unki qaza karna shuru kar de. Then the tarteeb, next part is to offer the, already he has missed the qaza prayers, for example, farz prayers he has missed, zakat he has missed, not paid, or he has not done hajj, which hajj is farz on him, and fasting, the roze jo usne miss kiye hue hain, the farz fast which are due on him. So that is his priority, he is going to offer that. تو اپنی نمازوں کا، اپنے روزوں کی، اور اپنے جو زکوٰۃ نہیں دی وہ بھی ادا کرے گا، اور حج کرے گا، یہ ساری چیزیں کرے گا. اور اگر اس کے ذمے کچھ، سو بیسیکلی ان نٹ شیل اٹ مینز دیٹ ہی شوڈ آفر اور ہی شوڈ گیو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اللہ سبحانہ تعالی رائٹ، ہی شوڈ پے بیک اللہ سبحانہ تعالی رائٹ، ہی شوڈ پرفارم the rights haqooqullah, he should practice the haqooqullah. So one word, if one wants to know, to pehla to hai aqaid in one word, fiqa, second, third, tawbah from all sins, which means the sensual mind and heart, and fourth, to discharge the haqooqullah, the rights of Allah which are already due on him, he has missed fast. And fifth one, اگر اس کے ذمہ کچھ حقوق العباد ہوں تو ان کو ادا کرنے کا بندوبست کرنے لگ جائیں. ناؤ حقوق العباد، دا رائٹس آف پیپل، دا رائٹس آف کریشن کم، دین ہی شوڈ آلسو ایٹ دا سیم ٹائم ہی شوڈ فیسیلیٹیٹ اینڈ پریپیئر ٹو فلفل دا رائٹس آف کریشن. یا تو وہ ادا کر دے، آئیدر ہی ایکچولی گیوز دیز دیئر رائٹس واٹس ایور ڈیو ٹو دیم، منی ایٹسیٹرا، اور ادر ہی ہیز ہارم سم ون، he has done zulm on someone, or he, what he should do is then ya ahle haqooq se maaf karaye, or he should ask them to forgive him. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadith, meaning hadith, that ask the people who the rights upon rights are upon you, you have violated their rights, to forgive you if you have violated the right. If they don't, then beg them to forgive you because the and the matter and the day of judgment is matter is very serious. So agar minnat karke bhi, even by begging someone forgive you, still it's a very, you have got it very cheaply, and it is, it's a good business, it's a good deal you have struck. Even by begging, touching that person's feet, they forgive you their rights, تو آپ کے لیے تو آخرت کھل گئی اینڈ اللہ کا قرب آپ کے لیے کھل گیا. اور ادر اف دے ڈونٹ دین یو شوڈ یو ہیو ٹو پرووائڈ دوز رائٹس ٹو دیم, کیونکہ بدون اس کے ان سے سبق دوشی حاصل کرنے کی کوشش کرے. سو اف وداؤٹ دیز تھنگس اگر عمر بھر بھی ریاضت امام سے اگر عمر بھر بھی ریاضت و مجاہدہ کرے, اف اور ہز لائف ہی از جز مجاہدہ اینڈ عبادات, تو ہرگز مقصود حقیقی تک رسائی نصیب نہ ہوگی. ہی ول ناٹ ریچ ہز الٹیمیٹ ایم اینڈ آبجیکٹو, اس کو اپنی مقصود حقیقی دا فائنل ایم اینڈ ہز آبجیکٹو واٹ ایور ہی وانٹس ہی از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو ریسیو وچ از ہز ریئل پرپز. وہ کیا ہے میں آپ کو بتا دوں, اللہ کی رضا, اللہ کی رضا اس کو حاصل نہیں ہوگی. So there is no confusion in that degree. You see, it's very clear. There is no mystery or mysticism as they say. The sabaf is not mysticism. It is the very clear science. And it is very, very obvious because it is a path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have made my path clear. And it is clear. And the ways, the dangers, everything is mentioned in the Quran and Hadith. So there is no mystery about it as such. The maqsood-e haqeeqi, the ultimate objective, raza of Allah. How can it be happen? Basically, by becoming an embodiment of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's the one door actually. That's why that is objective as well, which takes you to the ultimate objective as well. Because once you achieve Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's closeness and his following and his obedience, then automatically you get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's raza. That just happens then. جیسے اللہ پانے فرمایا قل ان کنتم تحبون اللہ, او محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے دیٹ اف یو وانٹ اف یو لو اللہ ان کنتم تحبون اللہ اف یو لو اللہ فتبعونی دین فالو می یو حبیب کن دین اللہ ول لو یو, تو وہ اسی وقت ریزلٹ آ جائے گا. So who follows the sunnah, who follows the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اس کو بس he's achieved the purpose. He will get the result. Because when Allah loves someone, obviously he is happy and he is pleased, only then he loves. تو اگر عمر بھر بھی ریاضت و مجاہدہ کرے گا, if he will do ذکر مراقبات and مجاہدات and other things, ہرگز مقصود حقیقی تک رسائی, ہی ول ناٹ ریچ دی ہز الٹیمیٹ ایم وچ از رضا آف اللہ انٹل رائٹس آف اللہ اینڈ رائٹس آف پیپل آر اپن دیٹ پرسن. تو یہ ترتیب ہے, دس از دی آرڈر آف ایکچولی بینگ پیوریفائڈ سیلف. یو آلریڈی نو بیکاز موسٹ آف دی تھنگز بیکاز ان دا طریق آور طریق از ویری ویری کلیئر. یو ہیو سین دی پروفائل آف دا سیکر فائل ہاؤ اٹ از لیڈ آؤٹ, اٹ از ویری سیملر. اور توبہ کے ساتھ آئندہ کے لیے بھی قوی عزم رکھے, اللہ اور رسول کی اطاعت میں گو نفس کو کتنی ہی ناگواری ہو. سو بیکاز ناؤ ہی ہیز ڈن توبہ اینڈ ہی از آفرنگ دی رائٹس آف اللہ, ہی از پریکٹسنگ دا رائٹس آف اللہ اینڈ آلسو از گیونگ اوے دا رائٹس آف کریشن ٹو دیم, ناؤ ہی شوڈ بی دا امام سیز آئندہ کے لیے بھی قوی عزم, ہی شوڈ ہیو اے اسٹرانگ ریزالو ٹو اسٹے اسٹیڈ فاسٹ اللہ رسول کی اطاعت میں وہ اسٹیڈ فاسٹ رہے. ہی شوڈ اسٹے قوی عزم رکھے, اسٹرانگ ریزالو اللہ اور رسول کی اطاعت میں گو نفس کو کتنی ہی ناگواری ہو. آل دو دا نفس ول ناٹ لائک اٹ ول بی اٹ از اگینسٹ دا نیچر آف دا نفس, دا نفس ول ناٹ لائک. سو مینی پیپل سے وی ڈونٹ انجوائے عبادت اور اینی تھنگ لائک دس, it's out of question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say you will enjoy ibadat as such. People enjoy eating, that's why you don't have to say to them to eat all the time when the time comes to eat. So nafs ki to all types of enjoyment. So the nafs is, unless it's not, until it's not purified, it's not going to like it. You have to force upon it. The command of Allah and the following of Allah and obedience of Allah and His Messenger. تو نفس کو کتنی ناگواری ہو, دا نفس اٹ فیلز انسیٹسفائڈ, ڈسٹسفائڈ, ناٹ contented. So as I say, the contented soul, spirit, or the contented soul, is after nafse raziya or nafse mutmainna, it becomes after. First is it's nafse umara, it's not going to like it. Even a person's nafs become nafse mutmainna, still there are traces of nafse umara in there as well. It's not that completely they are gone. So the root is there, it can come back. So nafs ko kitni, so firstly, when he is steadfast on Allah's and his messenger's command, the nafs is not like he should have strong resolve. He should not, I enjoy it or not. I am liking it or not. My nafs is, in other words, a person is saying my nafs likes it or not. My nafs enjoys it or not. That's what a person is saying. My nafs wants it or not. I am following Allah and his messenger. Aur go maal ka ya jaan ka kitna hi bada zarar ho, no matter how great loss a person suffers physically, he can be persecuted like the prophets and the companions were actually at their times. Or financially he had to suffer. Financially nuksan uthana pade. Still a person should be ready. Because he's getting, in return, what he's getting, the raza of Allah or the Jannah, is limitless reward. And what he's going to give, a person pays £1 and he gets whole world named on his name. So ye to bade cheap sauda hai. It is very cheap. So even if it's more even cheaper that if you do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itaat and his Rasul's itaat, and in return you get Allah's raza and Allah's closeness and Jannah. So pound ka jo sari duniya aapko ye bhi phir bhi isse bhi zyada cheap hai. So a person should, yes, sacrifice it. Kitna hi bada wo go koi nafsani ya dunyavi maslahat kaisi fort ho, no matter any desires of the nafs, they are demolished or they are not unfulfilled, or any other worldly need, worldly desire, they are not fulfilled or they are harmed. Worldly benefit is, there's a harm to the worldly benefit. Kaise hi fort hoti ho, go koi nafsani dunyavi maslahat kaisi fort hoti ho. So this is called mujahida and istiqamat. Isko kehte hain mujahida karna. Mujahida means to strive and to fight, meaning to with your nafs and with whatever is against Allah and His Messenger, distracting you from that. And istiqamat is steadfastness. You fall and you start again. You fall and you start again. There's no question of sitting there, I've lost. You lost when the angel Israel visits. If you are in bad state, you lost that. Until angel Israel does not visit you, you've not lost. So you fall down, no matter how badly, stand up again. Or chalte raho. Fastaqim, istiqamat ikhtiyar kar. Istiqamat means, so the word mustaqim is from istiqamat. Sirat-e mustaqim. Mustaqim means straight path. So jis tarah straight line hoti hai, line, a straight line, it doesn't wobble in the way. So that is what istiqamat means. A person with straight line, he's walking, his amal, no question about them, no compromise on them. Like a straight path, he's not like this up and down. Usko isko kehte hain istiqamat. Straight. The meaning his amal are straight, that they are continually being offered. But if he falls, he comes back to that path as well. So there's no question of sitting and or compromising with shaitan or thinking that you have lost. This is, and thinking you have lost is kufr, because this is hopelessness, and hopelessness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam said, innahu la yayasu min ruhillahi illa al-qawmul kafirun. That only those who become hopeless from the mercy and rahmah of Allah who are disbelievers and unthankful people, that they become hopeless. Dusre ki umeed hai, jab Allah paak ne mauka diya hua hai maut tak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving you the opportunity till death, then avail the opportunity. Do not just sit there. Because what is going to happen is, it's not going to get easy. It's going to become hard more. You see, if you become lazy and you come on shaitanic tracks, Okay, if you think that it's going to, now the good deeds are going to become easy for you, after 5 days let's enjoy, after 10 days I'll become pious again. They are going to become hard on you, because your power of spirituality is going to diminish, and the power of nafs is going to increase. So it's not becoming easy. So like I said, learn lesson by lesson. If you learn every week, it's going to become easy. If you don't, it's not going to become easy, it's going to become hard, because then 10 weeks lesson. बहुत मुश्किल हो जाएगा. हाउ इज इट टू लर्न वन लेसन अ वीक, वो बहुत आसान है. बट स्टिल द पर्सन हु कैचेस अप, देयर इज नो ऑप्शन अदर देन टू कैच अप इन द रिगार्डिंग सेल्फ प्यूरिफिकेशन. सो दोज पीपल हु सिन, एंड सो द बेस्ट थिंग इज इमीडिएटली स्टैंड अप. व्हाट एवर लॉस हैज हैपेंड, इट हैज हैपेंड. अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला चेंज दैट लॉस इन टू प्रॉफिट अगेन इफ यू स्टैंड अप अगेन. But if you kiss the feet of Shaitan and sit in his lap, to phir to hai kuch nahi hoga. And you, if the Shaitan is feeding his food and his milk to you, then obviously person will have that poison in his body, spirit. And it is danger that he does not become Shaitan, meaning that he does not want to now come to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So ye hoga. और गो खल्क कितनी ही मलामत करे, नो मैटर द क्रिएशन हाउ मच दे कंडेम यू और हाउ मच दे क्रिटिसाइज यू, हाउ मच दे डिसअप्रूव यू, नो कंसर्न टू देम. इफ यू डाई देन आई गोन हेल्प यू, इफ यू लिव एंड यू आर एंजॉइंग दे आर गोइंग टू बिकम जेलस. इफ यू डोंट हैव समथिंग दे लाफ ऑन यू, इफ यू हैव समथिंग दे जेलस ऑन यू. सो व्हाई यू आर गिविंग वैल्यू टू देम, nor they possess your harm or your benefit in their hand. Unko to out of question, just say thinking that they are not my option to think about what they say. Unke kehne se kuch nahi hota, nothing is going to happen about what they say. They can't give you honor, they can't dishonor you. सारी मखलूक जो है आपको जलील करने की कोशिश करे, तो अल्लाह इज्जत देने की कोशिश, अल्लाह पाक इज्जत दे, तो वो शख्स इज्जतमंद हो. अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला वलिल्लाहिल इज्जतु जमीया. इफ यू आर लुकिंग फॉर आनर, दैट्स वाई यू बो डाउन टू क्रिएशन, दैट्स वाई यू लिसन वलिल्लाहिल इज्जतु जमीया. ऑल आनर इज फॉर अल्लाह, अल्लाह पोजेसेस इट, एंड हूएवर ही गिव्स ही विल बिकम आनर. तो ये मजबूत हो बंदे का. खल्क कितनी ही मलामत करे, खल्क क्रिएशन, वो दे से यू आर डूइंग दिस, यू हैव बिकम मौलवी, यू आर, दीज आर जस्ट स्टोरीज, दिस इज दैट, दिस इज, ये हो जाएगा दुनिया के साथ रहना, यू शुड लिव विद द वर्ल्ड, यू शुड फॉलो द टाइम, जितने भी हो ये सारे धोखे हैं. दीज पीपल देमसेल्फ्स हैव बिकम माउथ पीसेस ऑफ शैतान. तो वन शुड नॉट इवन पे अटेंशन टू देम, थिंकिंग दैट दे आर समथिंग. Like people in mental hospitals speaking, no one pays attention to them. वो क्या कर रहे हैं, क्या नहीं, what are they saying? So people who work there, they do not pay attention. वो क्या कर रहे हैं, they keep saying things. So compared to Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala's knowledge, these people are fools and they've lost their minds. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala said in the Quran as well, Allah inna humu sufaha. At the time of Rasulullah, they said to the companions, the munafiqeen, that they are foolish people, look what they are doing, they have lost their wealth and they are going on jihad, or they are doing this and they have lost their property, their wives are gone, or they lost their children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, innahum humusafahaw, indeed verily they are real fools, these people were saying, walakin la ya'lamun, but they don't know. So more than these people in mental aspect, look, they are lost. Other people, compared to the knowledge of Allah and compared to Rasulullah's guidance, these people are more out of their mind. So that's why, awliya Allah, whatever they are doing, they do not pay attention to them. Meaning seriously, they don't take matter serious, whatever they do. Har ek apni boli bolta hai. Everyone speaks their own, they speak in their own, janwar bol rahe hain, insaan bol rahe hain. And they speak in their own tone. You just don't pay attention. Let them speak in their own tone. तो चलता जाए. तो बंदे का काम है चलता जाए, चलता जाए. جیسے کتے ہوتے ہیں بھونکتے ہیں قافلوں کے. درگا ندی نے فرمایا کہ در وین دا کیراوانز ایٹ دا اینشینٹ ٹائمز اینڈ ناؤ ایز ویل اف یو رورل ایریاز کیراوانز آر پاسنگ دا ڈاگز اینڈ ادر ولوز اینڈ دے آر جسٹ میکنگ ساؤنڈز اینڈ نوائز اینڈ بارکنگ. تو دا کیراوان اور دا پیپل دا گروپ وچ از گوئنگ دے ڈونٹ اسٹاپ بیکاز دا ڈاگز آر بارکنگ. وہ بھونک رہے ہیں, انہوں نے بھونکنا ہے, آپ نے چلنا ہے, تو آپ اپنی منزل کی طرف چلتے جاؤ. سو ریئلی دوز پیپل ہو ہیو پٹ آبجیکشنز آن اللہ اینڈ ہز میسنجر اینڈ دے آر ٹیچنگ دے آر ورس دین ڈاگز. تو ان کو تو دے شوڈ ناٹ بی پے اٹینشن ایٹ آل. لیٹ دم بارک اینڈ یو ایکچولی اور لیٹ دم اسپیک اینڈ یو کیری آن ود یور جرنی. دیٹس وائی آور اسٹریٹجی لائک ایز وی سینگ ٹو دا بردرز دیٹ پیپل ہو آبجیکٹ on that this is, for example, this is Beda or this is that or this is our strategy of Sufia which we have learned is not actually to entangle ourselves with them, to explain to them, no brother, this is that and we will say this and that. I mean, very rarely we can also do that, but that is not our normal policy. You just say that they speak their own language, they speak their own tone, we should carry on with their work. If the people in the caravan, they run behind those dogs, they're not going to reach the destination. And wherever they are going, the people are not going to benefit. If they're chasing dogs and explaining to them that they shouldn't bark, so it's not the right course of action. So they should, so though people are objecting, asking questions, saying you are wrong, your sect is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. What you should do is more forcefully act upon the teachings and go to and carry on preaching the right teaching which you believe is the right to other people and carry on. That's how that is the reaction you should have, not entangling yourself. So if your horn get locked like bulls, so you're not going to, it's not easy actually. Well, so Sufiya Ikram ka ye tarika, they don't enter into arguments as such so frequently or anything. Jo log kehte hain wo sun lete hain and they carry on with the journey. Wo apne manzil pe chal rahe hain kyunki unhone truth, they have seen the truth, they have know the truth and they are okay. If people listen, alhamdulillah. If they don't and they object on them, they go to, they say, okay, if you don't like our product, we will actually take to someone else. And now you can't force someone to buy something. This is also a type of product or a type of teaching or idea you are selling. So you knock the door, if the person says, I don't like your product, you say, okay, thank you, take it to someone else. He might like it. The next one might like it. The next one might like it. So people who want that product, give to them. But you keep fighting with that person and quarreling with that person, that you take it, this is the good thing about it, this is the good thing about it. You are just wasting time with them. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, for such people, وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ. O Messenger of Allah, it is equal for them. You warn them or you do not warn them. لا يؤمنون. They are not going to believe. So Rasulullah carried on. For whom? That there were people who were going to listen. There were people who were never going to believe, but he carried on for those people who would listen and who will benefit. So if someone is not, don't know, need to actually get into arguments, take it to someone else. You don't like, aapko soda pasand nahi hai hamara, theek hai, hum kisi aur ko de denge. Usme to jhagda hai hi nahi. To khalq kitni hi malamat kare, bardasht kare, whatever the creation says, which is their objections, just tolerate and forbear. And try to benefit them by not getting into very severely disputes and things like this, and take it to others. You carry on. There are so many millions and millions of people. Ek hi to nahi hai. To jo qadiani hai, unhone bhi log lagaye hue hain saath. Devil worshippers, they have people with them at one time. Jo gay activist hai, they have people with them. They are at will. There are people who are acting for environment, unke saath bhi log lag gaye hain. So you see, there are people in the world, everywhere, everyone have different interests. So whoever says a slogan, they just go behind. There will be some people who will go behind. So when you say the truthful thing, or you believe what is truth, Still, there will be people who will come with you, but there will be people who won't come with you. But you carry on conveying the message for the people who want that. Because now maybe there are people who want what you have, but they don't know the product, that it exists. So they say, oh, I didn't know this kind of thing exists. And they will benefit. And the other one who you have told, and they are arguing and saying that I have given, this is the product, if you don't like it, Assalamu alaikum. That's what the Quran says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامُ. No dispute with you. Our duty is only to convey. We should not force things on people. تو خلق کتنی ہی ملامت کرے برداشت کریں اللہ کی اور رسول کی اطاعت کو ہاتھ سے نہ دانے. Never let the rope of Allah, the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's اطاعت, never let that rope go from your hand. Let it go from your hand. Never let it go. So think that Allah's itaat and Allah's messenger's itaat is like a rope. Like Allah says, وَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person leaves Allah, his messenger, thinking you have left the rope. When you left the rope, obviously now you are in danger. Anything can come and take you. But once you have that rope, alhamdulillah, there is no danger. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power is coming through it, through the ita'at, through the relationship which you have. So in future coming, near future, many other people will object you. Koi ye kahega ki ye bidat hai, koi sufiya ko nahi manta. Obviously, as other people, strategy is same. You should clarify whatever knowledge you have. But this is the path, this is the truth. That's all. Just keep on speaking of that. The person doesn't, no need to argue, take it to the other person. That's finished. But don't say why this has, many people become depressed because they say, why this person does not believe what I am saying. It's up to him, he believes or not. The person should not become depressed. اگر اتنی ہمت نہیں ہے تو if a person cannot do this, the Shaykh says that if the person cannot do this which we have said, تو وہ طالب حق نہیں. He is not the seeker of truth. He is not the seeker of self-purification. کیونکہ this is not the way and this is not the state of those people who are seekers of truth. پھر وہ ایسے ہی passing time گزاروں ہیں, time pass کرنے کے لیے لگے ہوئے ہیں, and when the real thing comes, they are just back off. So only the harm they're going to do is to themselves. And they're doing double harm. In spite of sitting near the sea, they're going to die thirsty. This is more regrettable situation. One is you are far from the sea, no water to die. So, theek hai, banda mar gaya. But a person sitting near the sea, the water where he can drink, and he still dies. So, ye unki halat hai. Because they don't know what they are missing. So they're not the true seeker. The true seeker, he said, these are the qualities which I have said. Jab toba wazam theek ho gaye, he said that when all this knowledge, all this toba and everything he has done, to ilme deen bhi hasil kar liya, the knowledge of fiqh, the knowledge of aqeedah, like he has done, phir shaykh kamal ki talash mein lage. Then he should search for a true shaykh. Jiski pehchan aa gayi thi. Who is it? The true shaykh, we'll mention. Just after now. But imagine, that is why I say and emphasize that ye jo mashayikh jaise Naqshbandiya, Yash Qadriya, Chishtiya, Suhrawardiya, all these things are done and then actually the person goes to the sulook. You see, the Imam is saying, then search for a shaykh. Now, people don't do anything of these, what the Imam has said, the first stage, second stage, third stage purification. Although in Tariqah Muhammadiyah we have included in it, but the other Imams and other Sufiya, they don't expect, they say people can do these things themselves. They have hands, they have mind, they have little bit, they can have this knowledge, this is style. They should do themselves. And then, after the third, they should then need the Shaykh. Phir bayat hoti hai. اب جو بندہ جس نے نہ عقیدہ پڑھا ہے, نہ اس کے پاس فقہ کا علم ہے, نہ اس کے پاس اس نے سینسول پیوریفیکیشن کی ہے, نہ اس نے پیوریفیکیشن آف دا مائنڈ, پیوریفیکیشن آف دا ہارٹ, کچھ نہیں کیا, اینڈ دین ہی سیز آئی ایم ڈوئنگ بیڈ اینڈ آئی وانٹ ٹو ایکچولی انٹر دا سلوک نقش بندیا اور سلوک قادریہ, اینڈ ہی از مسنگ آل دیز تھنگس, اس کو کیا فائدہ ہوا ہے؟ This was the most optional thing which he is doing now. Which is just, if he does, he's getting very proximity, great intimacy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he doesn't, still he can end up in Jannah. Phir bhi wo kamyab hai. Lekin hum to, hamara tariq thoda sa different hai. We also do this, include this, we start people from the very beginning. So they are clear what they are doing. But other mashayikh, actually they expect that up to the third level a person himself should reach. And then come to us. And then she should search for a share. A murshid ko bhi ye chahiye, the murshid or the shaykh should also, when any person comes, he should not do such a, just back and say, bas zikr de diya aapko, aur jao, now se pucha, abhi tumhare biwi bache hai, kahan se khate ho, what's your low earning, how are, what type of sins, if you are doing any prayers, you have any rights of other people, how do you spend, wo kuch nahi puchega. So true mashayikh, they are not like that. They don't even do bath as such as until a person actually needs it. Ek to bath e barkat hai, wo to kisi waqt bhi kar sakta hai banda. But the real bath of tarbiya or the real bath of suluk, that is the stage comes here now. Ye hai. To isliye main kehta hu that all of you, alhamdulillah, you are independent. Kabhi jab aap third stage pe pahunch gaye, you will know, you will be ready to actually enter any type of سلوک. جہاں بھی آپ جائے, جہاں بھی آپ شیخ مل گیا, الحمدللہ, you will fly through the سلوک, whatever, wherever you go, whoever you go through, وہ آپ کے لیے راستہ صاف ہو. If that's not there, but if you, that's not there, you're not going to achieve anything. But if you achieve this and you don't achieve the other, الحمدللہ, you still are successful. کہ آپ نے اپنا فرض, واجب, سنت, سلوک پورا کر لیا. Then he just mentions few signs, although there are many, many signs of the Mashaykh. Shaykh Kamil ki, bohut sari ilamat hain, few hi, Hazrat Imam Hazrat. Baqadre zarurat ilme deen rakhta ho, number thing. Number one, that he, the necessary knowledge, he has the necessary knowledge of deen. To uske liye alim hona shart nahi, Shaykh Murshid ke liye, alim hona shart nahi. Many people think he should be an alim. He's alim, alhamdulillah, is good. But قدر ضرورت علم تائی بزرگوں نے خلافت دے دیتے ہیں کسی کو, who is not an alim, who is maybe a worldly person doing something of his business or anything, but many people have become halifa. Because they know the science, they know the science of purification, and or they have achieved a level and they have been given خلافت, meaning they can do bad in future. تو پہلی ہے کہ بقدر ضرورت, سو عقیدہ, فقہ, this knowledge of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah Aqeedah, Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah Fiqh, Hanbali, Shafi, Maliki, whichever fiqh he wants, he should actually have the complete knowledge of it, which is necessary. For his farayz, wajibat, hajj, roza, namaz, zakat, fasting, transactions, financial matters, these matters, the science of self-purification, he has a knowledge of the stages, how to assess different situations, these things should be in the shaykh. Secondly, عقائد و اعمال و اخلاق میں شرع کا پابند ہو. He should be following sharia in beliefs, in amal, in worship, and in the morals and manners and etiquette. اب عقیدہ ہی نہیں ٹھیک ہے شیخ کا, وہ مرشد کہتا, then obviously he's slack on there, slackness on sharia, on amal or on عقائد, he doesn't know, or on amal, he himself is not practicing, تو وہ پھر شیخ نہیں بات سکتا. You will not get guidance from that person. اخلاق جو ہے, the اخلاق, the morals and manners, he should, meaning that he should be practicing his knowledge as well. The necessary requirements of sharia. وہ نماز پڑھ رہا ہو, نماز وہ جماعت کے ساتھ پڑھ رہا ہو, if there is no sharia excuse, وہ عورتوں کے ساتھ نہ ملتا ہو اکیلے میں, this is sharia. Things like this. He should not also be a person who have made his everyday activity or profession یہ تعویزات اور جنات کو نکالنا. ایسا شخص بھی شیخ نہیں ہونا چاہیے کہ جس کا کام ہے وہ جو تعویزات اور جنات ہی نکالتا رہتا ہے رات دن, تو وہ although he is doing good things benefiting people, but if people who make this a profession as such, they don't have time back for other things. دنیا کی حرص نہ رکھتا ہو, he should not have the greed of dunya. Greed of dunya means adopting unlawful means, at least not adopting unlawful means to attain dunya. وہ نماز نہ ضائع کر دیتا ہو اور دنیا میں. سو ان لوفل وے ہی شوڈ ناٹ اڈاپٹ دنیا. تو اس کا یہ مطلب نہیں ہے. سو دس از ریفرنگ ٹو دا لو آف ان دا ہارٹ آف دنیا. از ناٹ ریفرنگ لائک شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ ایز اے ملین ایئر پرسن. تو اس کا یہ مینی پیپل بیکم کنفیوز آن دس. دے تھنک دا ولی شوڈ بی ولی سم ون ہو ہیز تھیشڈ کلوزز اینڈ ہی واز ون چادر اور ہی لیوز ان اے ہٹ. تو یہ ولایت کا تصور نہیں. یو کین بلیو ان پیلس اسٹل بی اے ولی and you can live in a hut and still be a shita. Duniya ki hirs na rakhta ho. So in the love, in his heart, love and greed of dunya, meaning, so how do you assess that? That he should not adopt unlawful means to attain dunya. At least ye na karna ho. Kamal ka dawa na karta ho. He does not claim excellence, kamal, that he reached the climax or kamal ka dawa na karta ho in any field. Not even in tasawwuf or even in any field. He does not say that I am perfect in something and I am excellent in something. Because ye bhi shoba duniya ka hai. This is one of the worldly fields. Ye duniya hai. To claim excellence, to claim perfection, this is a worldly thing. To wo ye wo shakhs bhi shaykh nahi ho sakta. Jo ke main ye kar sakta hoon, wo kar sakta hoon. اینڈ کسی شیخ کامل کی صحبت میں چندے رہا ہو. اینڈ ہی ہیز بین ان دا کمپنی آف ون اور مور مشائف سٹنگ سم ٹائم فور ان دا کمپنی آف اینی پائس رائٹس پیپل بیکاز اونلی ہی دین ہی از گوئنگ ٹو لرن دا سائنس آف سیلف پیوریفیکیشن اف ہی ہیز سیٹ ود دا پیپل آن پیوریفیکیشن رائٹس پیپل. اس زمانے کے منصف علماء اور مشائف اس کو اچھا سمجھتے ہوں. دا ماڈریٹ اینڈ دا ٹروتھفل ulama and mashayikh, they have good opinion of him. So everyone will not have, because they, people become jealous, but people who are moderate, they have munsif, who are fair, they have a good opinion of him, provided they know his whole thing in the details. Another one, banisbat awam ke khawas, yani fahim aur deen da log uski taraf zyada man. This is also a sign. He says that people who are religious, they are attracted towards him. They come close to him. Not that he's surrounded and he's with worldly people at all times. The people who stay more close to him, they are religious. This is also a sign. اگر اس طرح کے لوگ ہیں جو بے نماز ہیں, نماز نہیں پڑھتے, دنیا دار, وہی ہیں اس کی, they are his company sitting. So this shows, reflects actually that this person. So there are many other signs as well, but mainly it is وہ سنت کے پہ چلتا ہو, شریعت پہ چلتا ہو, سنت کی مخالفت نہ کرتا ہو. He does not go against sunnah. But don't judge people against sunnah until you know the real against going person. Going against sunnah is something else. Not acting upon any sunnah is something else. So maybe a sunnah is optional sunnah. He does not, yeh wali paas dafa yeh ho sakta hai. But he does not go knowingly against sunnah. Khilaaf sunnah nahi wo kaam karta. To kabhi jo sunnat, for example, ghair mokada hai, maybe he does it sometime, because it is self sunnat ghair mokada or anything, meaning that some sunnat which, if Prophet ﷺ did sometime, that sometime didn't, so if the wali does it sometime, he is really following the sunnah, isn't he? He's in a way, he is following the sunnah. That because Prophet ﷺ did something and he did not do it sometime, so the person who does it sometime, who doesn't, he is also following sunnah. And who just practices it continuously, he is also following sunnah. اس میں تھوڑا خیال رکھنا چاہیے. گوئنگ اگینسٹ سننا از سم تھنگ ایلس اینڈ ناٹ ایکٹنگ اپن آپشنل سننا از سم تھنگ ایلس. بٹ مینلی شریعت کی پابندی ہو اینڈ سائنس آف سیلف پیوریفیکیشن ہی شوڈ نو, ہی شوڈ بی کرسٹل کلیئر. ایف ایوری ون آسک ہم دا ٹیل می ان فائیو منٹس کہ بھائی کیا ہے, واٹ از تصوف اور واٹ از سائنس آف سیلف پیوریفیکیشن, he should be able to tell you. If someone says, tell me in 5 hours, he should be able to tell you. If someone says 5 months, he should be able to 5 months. Because it's a vast thing. پانچ منٹ میں بھی بتا سکتا ہے بندہ. میننگ مین ہی ول ہیو لٹل بٹ کنٹرول اور ماسٹری اوور اٹ. آبویسلی دین اٹس ایزی ٹو ایکچولی ٹو ٹیل وین یو نو سم تھنگ اٹس ایزی فار یو ٹو ٹیل پیپل اباؤٹ اٹ. So some people are righteous by themselves, but they cannot be spiritual guides because teaching is something else. Being righteous themselves is something else. Wo khud nek hain lekin dusron ko shayad nahi wo kara sakte. To ye at minimum these conditions wo share mein ho, which you should find. Any question you want to ask about this? So basically the fourth stage normally cannot be traversed or traveled by oneself. One needs a shade definitely. Others, one can do yourself. Other three stages you can really, if you think, anyone can do themselves. But it is a blessing or a privilege that our mashayikh have actually made that easy as well for people, so that people can, they have the method they have developed, it has made easy for people. But really, even if without that, they should be, if they have strong resolve, they can do it. But people don't because of their laziness and lack of want which they have, and ghafla, they don't know when they're going to die. So for this reason. You will see in Manchester other universities, people study tasawwuf and or some say mysticism or science, and they write books and books and study books and books, and they really have no idea, although they have done a PhD, about what is kya hai. Some will be going after poetry, and by poetry mein ye hai, or love. Mostly they get entangled in states and they think that is the tasawwuf. So it is a great blessing. We should be thankful to the mashayikh, those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has blessed us with the teaching of such mashayikh that who crystal clear and had not left any stone unturned in this science, that confusion remains. Alhamdulillah, you know, you have heard much of the teaching, then inshallah you will learn after more as well. Kuch puchna hai aapne? Ji. The way to get it easy, normally it happens is, you can say, if a person, let's say he has 4 days amal, he leaves. Now if he wants to come back to the same standard, it will take him 40 days steadfastness. So you can say 1 day equal to 10 days. So if a person does 10 days, so the cure is to actually come to the stage back there. If he is steadfast, then again 10 days, so he will inshallah be there again. So it is not unattainable or anything like this, but now he has to work more. So meaning that his regular amal, he is just steadfast on them in 10 days, alhamdulillah, by the fadl of Allah, he will be again. So that is why we say that don't miss dhikr. If you do the qaza very immediately, and other amal, the more quickly you come, the more easier it is. The more late you come, the more hard. But it can, this is the normal norm, but by fazl of Allah, if anyone do very with depth of heart, if they do sincere tawbah, maybe in one, immediately in 1 minute, they have not even, they are not there even where they were before, but they have excelled much further. وہ تو اللہ کا فضل ہے. تو بندے کو قلب کی طرف توجہ کرنے, and for the heart that it become truthful with Allah عز و جل. You are not dubious or you are not dealing in a double nature, double mindedness actually towards Allah. Single mindedness, clearness and truthfulness. Allah سبحانہ وتعالی likes those people. جو سیدھے سادھے اور سچی بات, truthful from inside. ہم دیکھیں حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نو, although whatever he was before accepting Islam, he came to kill intention of killing Rasulullah SAW, but he was straight for whatever he thought. He thought that is the truth, he is on the truth and Islam is not truth. So he was truthful person in itself, but have the wrong idea of truth. So he went, but when he understood, he kitna bada maqam mila hai. While Abu Jahl knows that Islam is truth, but inside he is not accepting it himself. So dekho, usko hidayat nahi mili. Although he knew Islam is truth, he didn't still actually not got guidance, because he intentionally didn't want to accept Islam due to desires of the nafs and love of honor and fame and name. اور کچھ, اینی تھنگ ایلس؟ یو کین آسک می ناؤ سو دیٹ یو آر کلیئر اباؤٹ اٹ. سو وین آئی آسک یو دین آئی ایم ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو ہیلپ یو, بٹ ایکچولی ناؤ ان شاء اللہ اف یو وانٹ ٹو آسک اینی تھنگ یو کین کلیریفائی. As I said, that the root or the germination of nafsi amara, the slight trace of nafsi amara remains there. So it can come, one can come back. But what happens is that it becomes dominant. So many people who have nafsi mutmainna, they become very sad when they have thoughts of nafsi amara and thinking again, we have not done that, how is these things coming to us? So the thing is that nafsi amara's effect, some of they stays there. So, but really it's very dominated by the good. So Yusuf alayhi salam said in the Quran, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِ بِيَدَ النَّفْسَ مَارَ, actually come, the word comes. He said, I do not claim my nafs to be free of blame. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِ إِنَّ النَّفْسَ, because nafs لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ, it incites towards evil. So even Yusuf alayhi salam is saying. But he was dominant over it. He said, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection, and he did not follow anything. Follow or the invitation from Zulaikha, or he did not, he has a pious nafs, but he still said the Queen of the Illa ma rahima rabbi, accept, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on someone, then that person can dominate the nafs. So one should not rely on one's own effort, but rather on the mercy of Allah, because this, your effort is also a part of mercy of Allah. But this is limited mercy, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has unlimited mercy. So you should rely on the source rather than just a part. Because if you rely on the part, then you disconnected from the source, then this is going to be consumed very quickly. And then what will you do? A person does good deed by the mercy of Allah. So if a person still keeps on relying, the mercy keeps coming, and a person carries on doing good deeds. But if he relies on his good deed, he disconnects himself from the mercy of Allah. So whatever power he has, like battery, is going to end one day, like a battery which is not getting continuously charged, so it's going to finish. It's going to lose its power. So that's why people who have batteries in the car, they don't only look that they have a good battery, they also want to have an alternator or the battery charger that's more beneficial. Without that, it's very, very, the battery is used very quickly, and then it will, when it started, it will go, but when it stops, it was khatam, until then. So those people, they do go to some extent, to some distance, but then they stop. So a person should not be like these people, relying on Allah's mercy and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because considering that my amal are also with the tawfiq and mercy of Allah, they are also part of the mercy of Allah. That's why I'm doing this. But if I keep it connected, I'm going to get more and more tawfiq and more enhancement and more power and ability and steadfastness.